Hi there, this is Henrik Palmgren, and as you probably know from the headline of this article or announcement, we do have some sad news for you today. Our good friend, researcher, and frequent guest on our radio program, Kent Daniel Bentkowski, or Kentroversy, has passed away. He died last Wednesday, the 30th of July 2008, in his home. He's survived by his widow Paula, his son Anthony, and his sister Esther. And I know that his wife Paula suggested that anyone who want to send a memorial should donate to Buffalo, New York, the U.S. area hospice care. And I actually got a call from Greg from occultofpersonality.com this past Monday, I think it was, and I was kind of shocked to hear the news. Only the night before, I was in on Kent's website and I read they had been diagnosed with, you know, another health issue, as it were. And I thought that I'd contact Kent the next day and ask if everything was okay. I saw on his site that the doctor have given him between 3 to 6 months to live at that point in his current condition. So it's, I mean, in some regard, it's not really a big surprise considering all the different health issues that Kent was struggling with. It just kind of came very sudden, and I didn't have kind of any time to talk more with Kent before he passed away. And we do have Greg with us. He was the last person that I know, that we know that actually talked to Kent. So we have him on the line right now. How are you, Greg?
Hey, hello, Henrik. I'm a bit shaken up by the whole thing, but you know, it's just one of those things that happens in life.
It is. It's death is a part of life. That's as it were. Tell us, you know, what you know. You're the last person who talked to Kent. Tell us what you know and what happened.
Well, Kent had obviously been suffering with a number of health problems. He made no secret of that. He was HIV positive. He had hepatitis C. He had problems with his liver. He had issues with his hemophilia that he was born with, which is how he acquired the HIV to begin with. He was in the midst this summer of a full dental extraction process because his teeth had been basically rotted out because of the medications and different, you know, physical conditions that he'd been suffering with. So, you know, there was that going on as well. He was in a very weakened state. You know, so, you know, but again, this was not something new to him. It was not unfamiliar territory. And like you said, that it was kind of came on suddenly. Obviously, it's not a total shock that it happened, but, right. You know, I think, you know, when I spoke with him, it was a week ago this past Monday. So, 28th of July. I did not have any idea that would be the last time I spoke with him. He sounded better than he had the previous couple of times we had talked. And you know, maybe I was in denial, or maybe he just didn't want to be as forthright with me as you know, he could have been, or, you know, felt the situation called for. But,
yeah,
you know, I think at some level he kind of knew it was very close.
So, I mean, it felt weird in that regard as well, because Kent had so many things on his schedule, so to speak. I mean, he was kind of really getting into it. He was writing on his book, of course. He mentioned that on our program. He had his podcast running. He did take a little break with that, of course, at the end because of some of his dental work, but was kind of yet on a roll, it felt like, and things were kind of going along great. So it's It's very sad, for sure.
It is. It's very sad. It's tragic. It definitely feels like he's been interrupted in the middle of a lot of projects that he had going on. But I don't think that he had planned for this or anything like that. But I think the end sort of came on quickly. His condition deteriorated pretty rapidly there.
Yes. I went back and just read a few of his last posting, and obviously, Kent was very upset. This was something that began in late June, I think, when he was, diagnosed with this. I think he had the last problem he had, wasn't it some kind of fluid he had in his lung?
Yeah, well, because of the dental extraction, he was, and the hemophilia, of course, he was suffering from bleeding from his gums. And when he went into the hospital, because of the various different ailments, I think something must have occurred where he was basically unconscious for an extended amount of time and was aspirating blood, and because of that he had fluid in his lung, and that became infected, and that's really sort of what brought on the onset of the end.
Yes. And I think his ex-wife were and his son was with him when he passed away, isn't that right?
Yes, I mean he left the hospital and he went home, and they were with him at the end. So.
Yeah, and you talked to his ex-wife?
I did. I spoke with her. She called me on this past Sunday to let me know, because I've been trying to reach him last week and without any success, and was obviously worried. So she called and let me know what was happening. And yeah, so it's quite a shock.
Indeed. And I know that some people want me to ask you this because you were the last to talk with Kent, but I mean, do you suspect any foul play at all here involved in Kent's death?
No, I don't. I mean, I can't really imagine, what that would be. He was, fairly upfront about his medical conditions, and I think anyone who talked with him or even, listened to his podcast, and you can kind of hear it in his voice that, he was, suffering for a long time, and it really got severe. But, I wasn't there. So, I'm basing this on my conversations with him and what he told me and over the phone. And so, but, I don't personally have any suspicions.
Yes, yes. I just want to mention a few things here, regarding Kent and kind of my encounter, so to speak, and how I got to know Kent. I remember, I think the first program we did with Kent was on the topic of, on Stanley Kubrick's film Eyes Wide Shut. And I think overall that's one of the greatest programs we've done. We added some of the music from the movie at one point in the program and just created this very eerie tone for the rest of the program. And I know that Kent got a lot of feedback on that show, and since that first show, we've been doing kind of regular programs with Kent. Just the last one was about I think three months ago in late April, and I actually did not talk to him over phone, at least after that point. We exchanged a few emails, and I think we did about 10 programs with Kent, all in all, about on 10 different subject matters. And I never met Kent personally, but we always talked off air like friends. And at one point I was also invited to Kent's podcast to talk about Red Eyes and the radio program. And I mean, it was a great time, and I consider Kent to be a good friend, and we spoke as such as well. So I mean, I will miss him greatly. Yes.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I considered him a friend. I spoke with him regularly, and I'll miss him. And it's really a shame that he's gone. But his work does remain, and there's a tremendous legacy that he's left to the world in terms of his research and his podcasts and various appearances, as you mentioned, on your show and mine and others. So he definitely left his mark.
Indeed, and you know, one thing I really like about Kent's work was that he was always kind of, you know, very methodical and thorough in his research, and he really kind of dived into the subject matter with a kind of passion and his whole heart, and really dug into it and you know, scoped out the high notes, so to speak, of it. And I know that, as you mentioned, his website has a lot of brilliant articles on it going back to a long time. And then, of course, as we mentioned, he started up his podcasts, and those are still there. I don't know at this time if this is any problem, because we, of course, want to, you know, have his archives up there. But do you know if there's anyone who can, you know, handle this in any way, or was there an issue with the actually passwords in maintaining the archives on his websites?
Yeah, I mean, last I spoke with his widow, she did not have any of the password information, so that I guess remains to be seen what will happen there. Obviously, it would be good if it could be maintained. That would be ideal. So hope we can make that happen somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing that she did ask for, and I don't know if this is possible or not, but she requested that there be a way for listeners or people who followed Kent and his work to leave a message with their thoughts and feelings, so that when his son gets a little bit older, he can read that for himself.
Yes. Yes, no, definitely. We will definitely look into that, if we can arrange that in some way. And I don't know if Kent's material mainly right now is hosted on Blogspot, on Google's Blogspot, I think.
Right.
So hopefully there will not be an issue there that will, at least right away, so to speak, be taken down. So things will remain there. But again, we'll definitely check into that, me and you, Greg, and if there's some other one who has an idea out there on how this can be done, we can definitely set up something, I think, for Kent, and just maintain all of his, you know, interviews on one page, and as you said, Kent, some of the commentary that's gonna come in as a consequence of this. That's for sure. We'll look into that, definitely.
Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, I mean, I just wanted to talk with you, Henrik, specifically about Kent and his passing, because you know, he thought so highly of you and your brother and the work you both do, that I know that he would have wanted his passing to be, you know, made known on your website, and I think that would have pleased him a great deal.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. And yes, I know that Kent, I mean, again, we talked back and forth about this, and I know that he liked the work that we did, and we liked the work that he did. So I think it's a good way, and I'm glad you came on, just so we can get this out there and make, you know, make it known to people who follow Kent and his work that this is the situation right now. And as we said, Kent will be very much missed. I'm, you know, as I'm inclined, I think that people carry on in another form or another, and it feels like Kent is doing work on another level on the other side. I don't know about you, Greg.
Well, yeah, this was something I didn't know if I should mention or not, but since you brought it up, yeah, I agree with you completely. I think people familiar with my website and the things I've done are aware of that, but to illustrate that point, I did not find out that Kent had passed away until, as I said, this past Sunday. But he had actually died on Wednesday, July 30th. When I went back and checked my own website statistics, there's a particular field they have for unique visitors per day, and that you know changes daily. But I noticed for Wednesday, July 30th, it was listed as 741, and that was significant because, of course, that number was Kent identified with it very much. 741, and he talked about it quite a bit. So to me, that was a sign that, you know, yes, he may be gone, you know, from our physical plane here, but he continues on in some form or somewhere, somehow, that can obviously affect this plane in some fashion. Coincidences are one thing, but this was just too much. You know, it's too much to just sort of let it go. I think he is there somewhere.
Indeed. Maybe even if our kind of tiny earthly matters are of interest enough, if they are. He might be, helping us from the other side, as it were, helping us sort out some of the big issues we're facing on this planet, and help to enlighten mankind to what's, really going on this planet, help rise up and take control of our own lives again. And I think that it's, if we should term it as a battle, this is something that takes place on many levels, and humans in spirit form, they're all part of it on one level or another. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, we can use all the help we can get.
Indeed, you're right.
Yeah.
That's the kind of initial, we decided, Greg and I, just to mention this and get this out there. There's obviously much more to say about Kent and about his work. I'm going to make available all the interviews that we did with Kent on this on our website, on this page, so people can right away listen to him. It's great knowledge, it's great research right there. And listen to it and take advantage of the work that Kent did. I think that's a good roundup for now. And again, I mean, as we said, death is a part of life. It's things carry on. But again, Kent in this plane will be greatly missed. And as you said, Greg, Kent leaves a great legacy behind him.
Yeah, I agree. He will be missed, but luckily we do have his work and all the things that he stood for.
Indeed. Okay. Thank you very much, Greg, for joining us. We'll see what happens, and we'll set something up in regards to Kent and where we can place his audio files, keep his records, keep comments coming in, and so forth. Okay.
Great. Thank you again for this opportunity, Henrik. And again, as you mentioned, if anyone wants to donate in Kent's memory, they can contact Hospice Buffalo at hospicebuffalo.com.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you, Kent.
Great.